It is, of course, you know what it is, America's Heroes Group. And with Veterans Day coming up, it is really a big deal. I love that music. It is wonderful. America's Heroes Group Roundtable with partner and sponsor, NWVU. That's the National Women's Veterans United. And with us in our studio, we have Rochelle Crump, president and founder of the Vietnam Era Army Veteran. How are you today?
I'm president and accountant for, sir.
I love it.
I'm not going to let you down.
That's right. We'll never do it. Major retired Judith Bell, Army veteran, psychiatric clinical nurse specialist. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Major, good to see you.
Good to see you and good to be seen.
Absolutely. I love your outfit.
Thank you so
much. I'm told that's what you folks wear now. That's what that's what the president just said, Rochelle said. That's what it's gorgeous. And also, we are expecting a call-in. We'll hold and see whether she comes in. But anyway, we're going to go right to it. Rochelle, tell me what's going on. What's happening?
Oh, we've had a busy, busy day. It started out, we had our meeting today. We also had an opportunity to have U.S. Senator Dick Durbin come to the facility today.
And
yeah, we had a great discussion with him, and we gave him all the information that we needed to talk about our congressional charter that we need, talk about military sexual trauma, and, you know, making sure that those perpetrators are held accountable where they're registering across the nation as sex offenders, because that's not being done yet. We talked about the eligibility for a certificate of eligibility for those members who are KIA, killed in action, and if they don't have a spouse, the parent or the keeper of the child would be able to pretty much have that certificate of eligibility so that that child could have decent housing. So we talked about that. We talked about the VA, the healthcare system, and how, you know, we're still kind of slipping through the cracks of, you know, bureaucracy, if you will. So, you know, he was very apologetic also because we had been trying to meet with him, and it was a great, happy meeting that we had. You know, sometimes they forget because they're so busy, and we he's only one person.
Sure.
You know, and the whole state, the whole nation is tugging at him, you know.
Sure.
And, you know, we just want them to understand that we have needs. We're not represented in Illinois, in Washington, D.C. The American Legions and those organizations pretty much are dominated by male. And so our issues are very seldom at heart. We have a few I guess I will call them some comrades that have made it over the threshold to be commander. We're very proud of those two women also who made it to be commander of those organizations. But, you know, that's come and that's gone. So how do we keep that going, our issues in the forefront? Because there's many issues and they just don't go away and they don't get better. You know, a lot of times we have to keep it at, you know, a point where you need to know what's going on in Illinois. That's what we want him to know and understand. He's just not representing us in Illinois. He's representing the women across the nation because we are those women. So we had a good, happy meeting with him. And he was really, you know, very personal today. And like I said, he apologized for not being able to get back with us. It was like a a glitch in their schedule. So, you know. Yeah, and we appreciate the time he gave us. And he didn't rush. You know, he took his time with us. And, you know, we kind of covered so much that, you know, they didn't have many questions. You know, we talked about that dental care, too, because we let them know.
Oh, yeah, good.
You know, we
good.
Need push up on that because, you know, we all need that dental care. And they have influence with those who are making those decisions or changing the laws. And, you know, we need to keep the iron on them. That's just the bottom line. So we had, after that, we had our Girl Scouts to come. We adopted Girl Scouts Troop 20702. And then it was also our Gold Star daughter. It's her 13th birthday, Simone Robinson's daughter. Her birthday was today. Well, her birthday was the 5th, and we were celebrating it today. So we did a paint party for them. And I think we had, how many girls we had?
Oh, 20-something.
Yeah, it was over 20-something girls there.
Yeah.
And, you know, they were having a good time. We ordered pizza for them and everything. So, you know, we're doing a lot
of
things.
Did you bring me any pizza?
I didn't get any either.
Oh, okay. As long as she said the right thing, you both did.
I'm waiting to get back so that we can eat peace.
Listen.
You're welcome to come and paint with us, though, if you want.
We are now also joined by Donna Freeman, Threshold Vet to Vet Hospice Program. Ms. Freeman, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Mr. Great. Kelly. And we're from Heartland Hospice. And first and foremost, we would like to thank you for your service.
Thank you.
And thank Rochelle and all the vets and and the veterans' families, because anytime you have vets' families also serve. And so we're just happy to be here. I'm a little nervous, so work with me.
Yeah, I sure will. Not a problem. Tell us about the Vet to Vet Hospice Program.
Our Vet to Vet Hospice Program is a program where we reach out to veterans to ask veterans if they would serve one more time for those vets that are at end of life. And we realize that veterans sometimes can only communicate with those that have a common background. If you have been a combat vet, you may not be willing to share those life journeys with our spiritual care providers or our social workers, but you can share with vets who have a similar background, a similar story. And so we are reaching out, asking veterans if they would be kind enough to call us to become a vet volunteer to serve with those who have served our country greatly and are at the end of life, and to be with them and their families.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very important, Ms. Freeman, that's for sure. Our call-in number, if someone has a question with these three wonderful ladies we have, 312-374-8130. Major Bell, talk to me.
Yes.
What do you what you're a psychiatric clinical nurse specialist. That's important. Tell us what you do.
Well, we provide training for people that have little or no knowledge of the importance of mental health and how it should be handled and treated. Mm-hmm. It's such a stigma. So that's a big part, too, to remove that stigma and to get people sensitive to the fact that it's okay if you have some challenges, that you talk about it, and that's what helps. You know, they think that you can read their minds, but they don't really have human mind readers. I mean, they have to go by what the people tell them. So it's important that they feel comfortable enough to share their struggles so that they can get some help and some treatment from professionals.
So how are we doing with that?
Well, I would say we have come some way, and we have a long way to go in that area. Mm-hmm. But people are getting more aware of it. Like when there's trauma in schools and stuff, they send counselors over and everything. And there is significant results from that. So as people have dealings with it and see the positive results, they become more amenable to psychiatric treatment and whatever counseling that they would need.
Interesting.
And, you know,
Rochelle,
Cliff, as we, you know, go and approach, as we're approaching the holidays, you know, this is a time where we have to really be, excuse me, diligent about checking on those who have mental health issues. You know, our veterans, and, you know, there's always that data, I'm sorry I don't have it, but an increase in suicide, you know, during the holidays and things like that. So, and we forget a lot of times about those veterans. You know, that's why I wanted Donna to talk about that program, was because we don't think about those who are going to hospice, you know, and it's just something that, you know, when we met her and we talked about it, and it just puts something on your mind that, you know, every day we're losing a life of a veteran because they're at their terminal stages, you know. So, and they still want company. They still want people to come and read to them. You know, you imagine sometimes it's always a very sickly person, you know, but they understand, you know, that care. So a veteran to veteran, you know, that's why we wanted to push that that program, to get volunteers. That's you know, good. We're doing that. And mm-hmm. then also, you know, we got a lot of things coming up. You know, the parade is coming up, the Veterans Day Parade down King Drive. That's handled by the Georgia Giles Post, mm-hmm. 87. So, you know, they made 100 years old this year. Right. You know, we want veterans mm-hmm. to support that parade. Kickoff is 9:30. I think it's at 43rd Street. You can probably Google it and come up with it, but we mm-hmm. definitely want to make mention of it. And they can be at the 35th and King Drive Doughboy statue right. at 11 o'clock for 11:11 if they want to participate in the program. And then what we're doing also is on November the 16th, NWVU is hosting a event for military veteran organizations. We call them on the American Legion and all of those organizations, including the Student Veterans of America. You know, those are the younger veterans that are now going to school, mm-hmm, you know. Mm-hmm. And so we need to engage them more because we have to pass the baton to them. And we can't pass baton unless they know exactly what we're doing and that we're not shutting them out. So we're going to have like a veteran-to-veteran meeting with them and then find out how we can support them more, how right. they can support the organizations. You know, we're doing it as a meet and greet. So we're really excited about that. On the 16th, and we asked those veteran organizations if they'd like to participate. It's on Saturday, November the 16th at 10:30 to 12:30 p.m. at the Sergeant Simone A. Robinson Military Women Veterans Center, 8620 South Pulaski in Chicago in the lower level, and there is a doorbell if the door is locked. And so, you know, we're asking those organizations and those students that are at the universities and the community colleges to come and join us, and let's have a happy ending of the new year and a new beginning in the new year. That's what we're looking for. And then we're going to have the Campaign 15. NWVU will have their 15th anniversary, and we're having the Women Veterans Conference. And so the date is March the 28th. It's going to be for military women veterans. The location is not being shared as of yet. And we're also going to be able to have some workshops for our Girl Scouts and our Gold Star daughter. We want to incorporate that because we want to make sure that some of those same principles that we all live by are shared with those children, starting with financial wellness, you know, just teaching them how to budget, how to spend, you know, even the little allowances that they get to make a mole out of a mountain, if you will, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. we want to make sure that they're in tune with that, you know, helping them to understand that education is so important and don't listen to those people who say it's not. And also to learn trades, you know, we want them, if they desire to go into trades and things like that, we met with the Teamsters 700 today. Mm-hmm. And so they're trying to get jobs for veterans, trying to get them into those unions because we know the younger veterans still have an opportunity to look for retirement. We need to push them to get those better jobs and not run from them. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So
mm-hmm.
some of them can't pass the math test. Some mm-hmm. of them can't pass those tests. And so there's a lot yeah, of push out there to help them to learn how to get through that part of it. So, and then we still have our Veteran Smile program too. Where we're helping veterans to get their smile back, paying for their dental care because the VA doesn't provide that yet.
Yeah.
You know, so we're really, really pushing that. And so I know Bill has a few things that she's yeah. got too.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
And that's something that we try to help with at Heartland. If there is, you know, we try to find whatever resources that there are through our social work department to try to help veterans. And if I may, I would love to give my number so that if a veteran is interested in becoming a Heartland Hospice mm-hmm. vet to vet, if that's okay.
Sure, Donna. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. My office is the Frankfurt office, and we are proud to be have earned 4 stars through the We Honor Vets program. That's how serious we are about serving our veterans. The number for my office is 815-469-7100, and just ask for Donna, or you can go on our website, which is www.heartlandhospice.com, and we're located all over the Chicagoland area, Wisconsin, and through the United States, and each one of our offices has a We Honor Vets program, and we just are happy to be able to serve and to serve the families and to get the resources that are needed. We reach out to veteran service offices to try to get whatever forms are needed, whatever health care benefits. And so
that's very important.
Yes, it is.
Absolutely. Judith, you wanted to say something.
Yes.
Yeah.
In honor of Veterans Day, the city of Chicago is inviting veterans to attend a ceremony honoring those who served. It's going to be on Veterans Day, Monday, November 11th at 11 a.m. Doors will open at 10. This is going to be held at Soldier Field at 1410 South Museum Campus Drive.
Wow.
There is a RSVP number, and that should have already occurred, but I'm sure they'll probably still take people. The phone number is 312-742-1175 or by email to RSVP@cityofchicago.org.
That's Soldier Field.
That's yes. Soldier Field
yeah.
on Monday.
Mm-hmm. That'll be a better day than Sunday.
Yes.
Because that's when the Bears play.
Oh, they do play Sunday. Okay, that's good, because I'll be headed down.
Are
they
Soldier
home?
Field,
yeah. They're going to
yeah.
be home.
Yeah, they're Soldier
yeah,
Field.
Yeah, so that's good
yeah,
to
so
know.
Monday will be much better.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And then, you know, there's so many other things that we want to share, but we want to mention that there is free child care for veterans that are attending scheduled medical and counseling appointments, and they will. It's called Tiny Boots. It's a child care program. And the Illinois Department of Veterans Affairs has partnered with the YWCA Metropolitan Chicago and the VA to provide this child care, and it's at no cost to the veterans. And child care providers are located across the state. So go to YWCAChicago.org/tinybootsveterans for an application. To be eligible, you just need to be an Illinois veteran, have a verified approved appointment, and notify the YWCA of appointments at least 2 weeks in advance.
That's a great thing.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And, you know, we just had our cohort session with the Women's Business Development Center. We have a five-week program going on to help women who are desiring to go into their own business and or entrepreneurs. And so that was really important for some of the women who wanted to attend that class. They needed child care, you know. And
sure.
so she wasn't able to get into it, but it's a resource for her once she starts to, you know, maneuver into her business and thing. That'll be great for her. And so one of the things we want to bring up too is the on Veterans Day also, November the 11th, Monday, the New Pisgah Community Service Organization, along with the New Beginnings Veterans Housing Project, is hosting a Veterans Day event, and their speakers are going to be the Mayor of Chicago, Mayor Lori Lightfoot, Alderman Brookins, State Senator Jackie Collins, Mary Flowers, State Representative. They're going to be sharing brunch provided by Chicago Cares. And then they're also inviting veterans to have dinner at the Texas Corral. So that's on November the 11th. It's going to start at 9:30. They want the veterans to start arriving. They're going to do a balloon release for the fallen veterans, and they'll have taps and, you know, all of those traditional things. There'll be Tommy Graham performance song. There'll be some awards, and you know what, we need to support it because it's in the community.
Oh, absolutely.
That's one thing,
yeah.
You know, and there's a veterans housing there. People need to learn about that as well, and give a shout out to Mr. Smith, Stanley Smith, who is Stan Smith, who is the director, the executive director of the New Beginnings Veterans Housing unit over there. They're doing an amazing job. They got quite a few veterans over there that they're helping to change lives and make a difference with. So, and you also got the stand down coming up November the 15th at 8 a.m. and that's going to be at Northwest Armory at 1551 North Kedzie. So that's between 8 and 2 o'clock too. And then we also have a need for Montford Point Marine Association as they're working and developing, you know, fixing the building and everything. They need volunteers on Veterans Day, and they'll take them at any time up until 4 o'clock. They're almost finished with the roof. They may have even finished it today. They were that close. And so they need, you know, skilled laborers to kind of help with painting and electrical and, you know, plumbing and things like that. So if any volunteers would like to come forward to help Bonfort Point Marine Association, they can call and leave a number at 773-873-6600. Or they can go to NWVU's website. That's our sister organization. We call it Sister Brother Organization because some of our members are officers in that organization. So we kind of share information. And then we've got something going on also.
On Saturday, November 23rd, this is a National Women Veterans United peer-to-peer support brunch. And it also includes a networking stand-down. And this will be in Maryville, Indiana. And, again, it's November 23rd, 2019, from 11 a.m. To 3 p.m. And this is going to be at the Veterans Cafe and Catering at 7805 Taft Street, which is in Maryville, Indiana.
Yeah.
And if there are any veterans that are in the South Village area, Heartland will be working with South Village to conduct veterans pinnings this coming Monday at 11 o'clock at the City Hall.
Okay,
Donna. That's great.
And then we also, if there's any women, military women veterans listening and they want to just come out tonight for, you know, camaraderie, they can come to our center where we'll be doing peer-to-peer creative art therapy. We'll have some food and we're going to have fun tonight. So that's at our center also at 8620 South Pulaski Avenue. It starts at 6 o'clock and until 9 p.m. So come out. We have a lot of fun planned, you know, because a lot of times when women get together, you know, it's a networking. It's a art evening networking event.
Right.
So
if
you want to come out, please come out. You know, just ring the bell and come on in. You are welcome. You are welcome.
Well, you folks have really got a lot on the table.
Oh, yeah. We want more.
Yeah.
But
Major Bell says we want more.
Yes, yeah. And we're really excited about our work, our conference coming up in 2020. Mm-hmm. Campaign 15 is going to be off the chart. It's really, really, you know, we got some great things that we're planning.
Yeah. I hope to.
And to bring a lot of more. We want you to. We want to invite you.
Good.
We'd love to invite you.
Good.
You know, we like, because sometimes they think everything that we do is just for males. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, just for women.
And
it's not. Yeah. You know, we want to share some of it because we want you to understand what we're doing.
You just let me know.
I will. Cliff, I will.
Yeah. One final note for me I would like to say.
Yes, this is Judith Bell.
Yes, about a job fair that Living Word Christian Center, where Reverend Bill Winston is the pastor, is having a job fair and resource event this coming Friday, November 15th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and that is at 7600 West Roosevelt Road for Forest Park,
Illinois. You've got a great place out there. Great place.
And if they could go, get in touch with people over there and make it there.
I want to thank you. Donna, thank you so much for being with us. Donna Freeman, okay?
Thank you very much.
Okay, Vet-to-Vet Hospice Program. Major Judith Bell, retired Army veteran, psychiatric clinical nurse specialist, and, of course, the president and founder, Rochelle Crump, of National Women's Veterans United and a Vietnam-era Army veteran. All right.
Yes.
Thank you. And now we're going to go to the lady who puts all this together.
On behalf of America's Heroes Group, National Women Veterans United, salute for your service, bravery, dedication to this country. Happy Veterans Day.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Glenda.
Happy Veterans Day.
So welcome. Now, to all of our listeners, we thank you for watching us live on Facebook. Make sure you hit the like Facebook button at the top of our page. Therefore, you stay connected and will receive future notifications regarding shows, events, information, and resources regarding veterans, armed forces, family members, and community. We're so grateful to our partner, Mrs. Dorothy Lavelle of the Chicago Crusaders, and the article on veterans, armed forces, and family members. Online can be viewed at www.chicagocrusader.com. To subscribe to the Chicago Crusaders weekly column with the Governor of Talk Radio, voices, Mr. Cliff Kelly and America's Heroes Group. Please call.